Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from actually around the state capitol, I believe, we have Ron Ziegler. He is a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and also director of the Community and Economic Development Associates in Southeast Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim and Marnie.
Well, first of all, let's kind of get our arms around what the Community and Economic Development Associates is and does.
We are a 30-year-old organization. We started doing strictly grant writing and grant administration, and over the years, the company has developed into much more than that. We still continue with grant writing, grant administration, but we have developed a model that we think has been very successful in rural Minnesota. We actually go into Northeast Iowa and Western Wisconsin as well. But the model is such that we provide staffing services for an economic development agency in smaller communities, typically 8,000 or under in population. We also staff rural counties, and we have some contracts with some organizations to do their economic development work as well. And the whole emphasis behind our model is that we provide these smaller communities that can't really afford a full-time economic development director on their own the opportunity to have a swing at the plate. That's all these communities are asking for, is the opportunity to showcase what they have, what they can provide for businesses, for people, for quality of life issues, and those things. So we think the 30 or so communities that we have under contract are really taking a visionary approach, a proactionary approach, rather than just a reactionary approach.
And at some of the fruits of these efforts, do you have any examples you can toss our way?
Well, I think some of the biggest things is over the last 30 years, we've probably brought in around $40 million worth of grant awards to Southeast Minnesota and Northeast Iowa and Western Wisconsin. We have a staff of about 20 people. And our professional people are very good at what they do. And the dollars that have come in, you know, probably 99% of those dollars have gone to certain projects, certain communities that are doing specific projects. The other thing that I think is very good is you probably heard of Destination Medical Center. It's a project that is going to happen in downtown Rochester for the expansion of Mayo Clinic over the next 20 years. And what we are doing is to see what can happen to these communities, like the eight counties around Rochester. You know, there's going to be an influx of jobs. And so there's a real opportunity that all of us, at least in Southeast Minnesota, can work together to try and create a very strong economic driver, if you will, for the state of Minnesota. And we need to plan for those things. And we need to cooperate and collaborate on the different projects that are coming forward. And hopefully it'll benefit all of us all across the state.
Thank you so much, Ron, for your time.
You bet. Have a great day.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.